Okay, we will take over from where we left off last week. We're trying to understand this concept that the Gemara threw out here, a new concept, which until this sugya we didn't even raise. Till now we've been talking about Vlad, Tamura. When you're makriv, when you're not makriv, when it goes lamisa. Our sugya unveils a new concept called Ein Adam Miskaper B'Dovra Abov Avera. We'll just read over that point of the Gemara again, 2-3 lines before it gets wide. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Machloikis Lachar Kapora. Avalifne Kapora, Divri Akoil, Hu Atzma Yikorev Oila. You could bring it for an Oila. Hu Atzma Yikorev Oshem. You could bring the Oshem itself. Says the Gemara Marava, Shtei Tshuvas Bedova. First of all, Ein Adam Miskaper Bedova Abov Avera. Number two, he brings down that we have a Rabbi Shu ben Levi who says, Vlad Rishon Karav, Vlad Sheni Nikarav, the Tmur is not brought. But the main svara, at least, that the Gemara has here, is that it cannot be that you could bring the Tmura, the Vlad Tmura, for an Asham, because Ein Adam Miskaper B'Dover Abov Avera. You can't be Miskaper with something that comes from an Avera. And this is really a new concept. It's not found anywhere else in Seder Kodshim. This phrase, Ein Adam Miskaper B'Dover Abov Avera. And therefore it leaves a very wide open gap as what does this mean? What does it even mean? So the tendency that when we learn the sugya here is to really attribute it to the sugyas we have in Shas, a mitzvah of Avera. But that cannot be the pshat in the Gemara. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work for a whole range of reasons. But most basic reason why it doesn't work is because if that would be the case, then you'd never be able to bring a korban of tamura. Every single tamura is a bob Avera, comes through an Avera. And every single tamur is brought for a korban, barring the ones that have a tamur's chatas. But barring the ones that you have an issue of kapora, you bring it for a korban. So it can't be mitzvah b'avera. It just doesn't work. The Rashi himself seems to clearly state that. Rashi says, b'avera. If you look at Rashi four lines down where it gets wide, Bavera, Rashi says, Utmura over alav de lo yachlifenu. You are over alav of lo yachlifenu. And then Rashi says, 1 second. What about a tmuras oil and tmuras shlomim? You bring that for a carbon. Says Rashi, fa'afal gav the tmuras oil shlomim kreva. Hanu lav le kapora asya. They don't come for kapora. That's Rashi. So forgetting that I asked the Oilam to look up some of the sugyas last week that clearly say that an Oila is Mechaper on, I say it, whatever, every carbon is Meratza. Every carbon gives you some kind of level of Ritzui. But what do you mean? Mitzvah B'Avera is by every mitzvah L'Chaira. Bittul Aseh is a Chet. Somebody's over in Asay, he has a chet. And Isur Asay, he has a chet. And the carbon is mechaper for it. So, the Gemara in Yuma says you need a kapora, right? Over al Asay, ba'alois Asay, shein b'maisa. So, you need tshuva mechaperas, but you need tshuva. You need a kapora. So, the concept of mitzvah b'avera doesn't seem to flow here. That's a good question. Why isn't it a mitzvah of Avera? It's a good question, but it, for some reason, it's not a mitzvah of Avera. You have to know why not. That's the fact. That's number one. Number two, we're going to somehow have to answer why it's not a mitzvah of Avera. We're going to somehow have to answer why normally when you bring a carbon tamura, it's not a problem. But then we open up the door to the problem of Rav Shlomo Eger in the Sefer Ikrim, where Shlomo Eger poses the problem. It's almost like a catch-22, because if it's a mitzvah b'avera, you got a problem. because then it should never work. You should never be able to bring tumura for a carbon. If it's not a mitzvah of avera, how do we know mitzvah of avera b'chlal? Maybe all there is this new concept called Einod Meskaper Bedover Abob Avera. How do you know there's such a thing as mitzvah of avera? And that is the question of the Sefer Ikra. If you look, we made some copies for the Olam. If you look at his Lashon there, that's really what he's asking. Rav Shloim Eger doesn't say why not, but he says it can't be. Can't be mitzvah b'avera. Then you shouldn't be able to bring oil in a shlomim either, as a tmura. It's only a din when you need a kapor, like a chatos or an osha. If that's the case, in Cain, how did the Gemara bring a raya in lulav agozel? The yesh psul shel mitzvah abo ba'avera, v'ohef shen loyma da'anovi yechicham ama sheviu korbonis aboim l'kaporim in agozel. It's a great question of Shloim Eger has. He says, once we have to accept that this is different than mitzvah abo ba'avera, because if it be mitzvah abo ba'avera, then you won't be able to bring a tmuras oil or tmuras shlamim either. The fact that you can bring tmuras oil or tmuras shlamim means it's not mitzvah b'avera. For whatever reason, you have to climb the walls. For whatever reason, it's not mitzvah b'avera. If it's not a mitzvah b'avera, says Rav Shloim Eger, that means it's something new. If it's something new, how do you know the mitzvah b'avera even exists? The only source for mitzvah b'avera is a pasuk, which says, Eveisim is agozel v'sapiseach. And maybe that pasuk is this Gemara. This Gemara, the din that the Gemara says, Ein odo miskaper bedover abo ba'avera, maybe this is, that pasuk is referring to this. And therefore, maybe there is no such animal alive as mitzvah abo ba'avera. Who says it even exists? That's what Shloim Eger's question. It's a great question. Really a great question. The Chazon Ish has an interesting approach, which we have to look into and see how much it's going to help us. May actually help us significantly to understand our Gemara. Chazon Ish here in Tmura, he brings down the following Yesoid in Simon Lamed Gimel. Chazon Ish says as follows. He says that even on the side of the Gemara that a person can use, and the maskan of the Gemara, that you can use tmura for another korban, which is not for kapara, like tmura's oil or tmura's shlamet, the Chazon Ish says, it's einoy oile l'choivosoy. It's not oile for the choiv. Meaning, if you were machayiv yourself to bring an oil, you said, harei alai oil, right? Then harei alai oil. And then you made something into a carbon oil. And then you made a tmura onto that carbon oil. Halach is the tmura is brought for a carbon oil. Then, for whatever reason, you didn't bring the original oil. Whatever, it died, whatever happened. You didn't bring the original oil. The Chazon Ish holds, also not Yetzer. So according to the Chazon Ish, Ein Adam Miskaper Bedover Abo Ba'Avera doesn't just mean kapara, it means you can't fulfill your obligation with something that came from an avera. It's really a broader concept. It's a broader concept. I have to say that I think the Chazon Ish is a big chiddush because Rashi is not mashma that way. When Rashi says, Avol tmuras oilo shlomim, Rashi in our sugya, says that tmuras oilo and shlomim you do bring, Rashi says, because Einom boim l'kapora. Lav l'kapora asya. Rashi's really missing the punchline. Rashi should say, Tmuras oila, Tmuras shlomim, you can bring because lav chiyuvahim. They're not obligatory. Rashi doesn't say they're not obligatory. Rashi says they don't come for kapora. Rashi clearly seems to be broadening the term and seems to hold that you can even bring it. Chazanish would weaken the blow because according to Chazanish, we could say maybe every mitzvah, maybe we could revisit every mitzvah of Avera, and maybe we'd be able to say that mitzvah of Avera is only by something which is an obligation. For that, we don't have any riots from anywhere in Shas that that can't be the case. Could be. Stop to do a mitzvah b'avera. Maybe it does work as a mitzvah. You just don't fulfill your obligation. So then, if you learn like the Chazon Ish, we don't have all that much of a problem. Ein adam miskaper b'davar b'avera is similar to ein adam mitzvah b'avera. And all over Shas, when we find the problem of mitzvah b'avera, mitzvah b'avera is a problem of being yotzei your obligation. L'moshel, according to the Vilna Goyen and the Baal HaMor and Pesachim, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the whole week of Pesach. Not a chiv, a mitzvah kiyumis. So every day that you eat matzah, you're makayim a mitzvah. Maybe if you ate a stolen matzah, I'm not saying you could, you're stealing, but you get a mitzvah. Maybe the whole concept of mitzvah abu b'aveira is only by an obligation. So then it would come out, there's really one concept. The concept is called mitzvah abu b'aveira. And mitzvah abu b'aveira means you cannot fulfill your obligation with an aveira. Not bad. If you learn that way, then our sugi is really part of the regular shas mitzvah abu b'aveira. Still, the terminology used in our Gemara is not, doesn't really flow. And then we have to also accept the fact that carbon oil and shlomim would be good only in a case where you don't have an obligation to bring a carbon oil and a carbon shlomim. But if you will machayiv yourself to bring a carbon oil and a carbon shlomim, you can't bring a tamur to be yaitzen. So to me, it's all just a lot to swallow. It's a lot to swallow that ain't a miskaper b'davar b'avera really means, i.e., mitzvah b'avera. Why the Gemara use a totally new terminology? Number one. And number two, to me, the way when I read Rashi over here, Rashi seems to be saying otherwise. Rashi seems to be saying, as long as the carbon is not coming for kapara like on Hashem, it can be brought from Tamura. And we don't say, Eino dom miskaper v'davar b'avera. So we go back to the problem of how do we make sense of this? So, I would like to use this sugi really as a way to understand better the whole idea of mitzvah abu b'avera and how it pertains to kutchim. The general shayla of mitzvah abu b'avera all over is questionable what it means when we say a mitzvah abu b'avera is no good. One way to look at it is that you can't get reward for something that you did in avera to the avera facilitated it. In other words, I went and I took a lulav. I want the Rabbanu Shem to give me schar for fulfilling the mitzvah of lulav. The Rabbanu Shem says, listen, you did it. You stole the lulav to do the mitzvah. That's no credit. No credit for that. You can't get credit for doing a mitzvah that was facilitated for an aver. But from a scientific standpoint, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. You did shake lulav. There is a mitzvah called Netilas Lulav. Fact is that when you shook the lulav, it was a maisa mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Upstairs, when they have the credit sheet, where they give out credit, reward, they're not going to give you credit for this mitzvah. Well, maisa, you did the mitzvah through an avera. But factually speaking, the mitzvah was done. Okay? We'll see that's one approach. The other approach is no. Just like if somebody took the wrong species, He picked up, instead of picking up a lulav, he picked up a canary branch, which looks like a lulav, but it's not a lulav. He's not yotzei mitzvah's lulav because he didn't take the right species. So mitzvah abu b'aveira is the wrong species. It's just like it being the wrong species. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah b'chlal. Those are two different approaches. Now, it's not just, you could say, well, the shaila really is not negeya. It could be very negeya in a lot of areas. Number one, somebody, let's say, shook lulav with a lulav hagazel. Let us give a marshal. The Gemara in Sukkah anyway discusses, you know, the first day it has to be lochem anyway. It has to belong to you. Somebody took a lulav that was stolen. Now they go ahead and they want to take a lulav again. They're going to shake lulav again because there was a mitzvah of avera, right? Maybe they're stuck. Because the ma'aseh mitzvah they did already. They can't even, it's irreparable. Can't fix it, you did it already. If we say it's the wrong species, well, I woke up in the morning, I picked up a canary or a maple branch, so pick up a lulav now. You didn't do anything. But if we say you did a ma'aseh mitzvah, maybe too late. That's one thing. Maybe it doesn't even work. That's one thing. Number two, and this is the Minchas Chinuch talking, second, this number two that I'm telling you is really a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has a very interesting child. What happens if somebody puts on a beged of tzitzis that's stolen? But there are tzitzis on it. Right? So he's not going to get rewarded. It's a mitzvah of avera. But does he get an avera for wearing four corners without tzitzis? Maybe he's no worse than somebody who didn't put on a four-corner garment. A guy who didn't put on a four-corner garment in the morning, what is he? He's just a guy that didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything right. He's just parva. He doesn't have mitzvah tzitzis. This guy has stolen tzitzis. Yeah? So, is the pshat that the guy wearing the stolen tzitzis, is the pshat is that he's missing, is the tzitzis like they're invisible. They're not there. So now what this guy has is, he's wearing a four-corner beggar without tzitzis. He's going to get an oinish for wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. Or do we say no? The fact is that the tzitzis are tzitzis. That's true. You're not going to be credited for being Makayim mitzvah tzitzis. But you like your neighbor. Your neighbor down the street, he doesn't wear talis cotton at all. He doesn't bother with putting on a four-corner garment. That's what you are. So the Minchas Chinuch feels that a mitzvah above avera doesn't make it not a mitzvah. It's physically a mitzvah, structurally a mitzvah, and it's not like you went outside without tzitzis, with a four-corner garment without tzitzis. You're like a person that didn't wear a four-corner garment. We can't tell you your four-corner garment has no tzitzis, because it does. We can tell you're not going to get reward for it. Okay. So I'm no worse than Jack, who didn't put on a four-corner garment at all this morning. Same thing. That's what he says. He goes on then with this chiddush, he progresses, and he says, if this is the case, he says he understands that ritva that I asked you to look up in Sukkah Daf Tes, with the Tosfos, he says, with this approach, he answers the question of Tosfos. Because Tosfos asks, if you have a stolen sukkah, the Gemara says it's possible. Why is it possible? Because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tase Loch, Lemute Gzula. If the sukkah is stolen, you're not going to the mitzvah. Right? So the Tosfos says, what do I need a Pasuk? It's a mitzvah above avera. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos, because of this question, says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, maybe the whole mitzvah above avera concept is the Rabbanan. Not even the Raisa. Because the Gemara seems to say you need a Pasuk for mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch comes with a very novel approach. He says, it's true, the first day of Sukkot, you need to sit in the Sukkah. There's a chiv to eat a kazayas in the Sukkah. The rest of the week of Sukkot, if you had popcorn the whole week, no problem. You don't get the mitzvah, but you don't get an avera. Why? Because I didn't eat a suda out of the Sukkah. It has to be I have pas, I have to have bread out of the Sukkah, yayin according to some out of the Sukkah. Cake, but if I just have a shahako out of the sukkah. So he says, if the sukkah is only possible because mitzvah above bavera, and you sat in it the whole week minus the first night, you won't get reward for being in a sukkah. But we can't penalize you for eating out of the sukkah. You're like somebody who just didn't do the mitzvah. We can't say, oh, you ate a kazayas, you ate bread out of the sukkah. I didn't eat out of the sukkah, I ate in the sukkah. So you're like the guy who got away the whole sukkah having rice. He didn't experience the mitzvah, but he didn't get an avera. So that's you. That's who you are. That's why we, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why we need a pasuk to say that the sukkah gzula is posel. Now, inherently, it's not a sukkah. Now, if you sit in it, it's like you sat outside of the sukkah. That's his idea. Truly a very, very interesting concept, novel approach. It's really a big thing to bite, to swallow, I should say. Very, very big, big chiddush. Because by a mitzvah zaseh, it's very hard to understand. You did the ma'aseh, but you don't get the credit for the ma'aseh. Mitzvah zaseh, by definition, you could say, is the credit. That's the definition of an aseh. Baruch Hashem wants you to have this positive thing. Rav Shimon Shkop, in his Sefer Sha'arei Yosher, rejects this approach. He feels that's it doesn't agree with it. Tosis clearly doesn't hold like the Minchas Chinuch, because he asked the question in Mitzvah B'Avera. So I wanted to say that really the Minchas Chinuch's approach could be refuted from the actual pasuk of Mitzvah B'Avera. The pasuk says not like him. Because when the pasuk told us about Mitzvah B'Avera, it said, "Hey, veisim es hagozel ves hapiseach, gezel dum yud hapiseach." The Torah put together a balmum with something that's stolen to tell you that it's the same. If the Minchas Chinuch would be right, the Torah put together two things that have absolutely no connection. Because a balmum is a physical problem. A balmum is a structural problem. You're missing in the structure of the mitzvah. Mitzvah is not a mitzvah. You bring a korban, that's a baal mum. It's not a korban. It's missing the chefza for mitzvah. If the Minchas Chinuch would be right, then the Torah wouldn't have said, "Eveisim is ha-gozel v'sa piseach. Gozel dum yud piseach." It's not the same at all. It's different. The fact that the Torah went and said that "Eveisim is ha-gozel v'sa piseach" proves that the Avera actually ruins the structure. However it works, whatever the mechanism is, it ruins the structure. And that's why I think the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush is not possible. Forgetting Rav Shimon Shkop's problem, I'm saying just plush it. The Aveira makes that it's not a mitzvah. Okay? But now we have to analyze, now that we're accepting that it's not like the Minchas Chinuch, we have to analyze logically why is that the case. Logic would dictate more like the Minchas Chinuch. In other words, if I was just talking Svara, I would say I hear what the Minchas Chinuch is saying. Because structurally, it is a mitzvah. A mum is a different thing. The animal is disformed. The animal has something wrong with it. When you have an avera, it's an abstract. It's a stolen animal. The animal is an animal. It's a carbon. What? Why would that be considered a on a physical level? Why would you say you're missing in the logic of the Minchas Chinuch is compelling. It is compelling. The guy's walking around with four-corner garments. He has tzitzis hanging. Well, you tell me, he doesn't have tzitzis hanging. And they are. And they're made out of the material that the Torah required. And they're woven the way the Torah required. And everything is... So he did an Avera, okay? How do we take that Avera and integrate it into the Chefs of the Mitzvah? That's what I'm saying. Minchas Chinuch... What I'm saying is that the Minchas Chinuch Svara is a good Svara. It's a good svar. You know what you're doing, Yidl? You're being a brisker. You're telling me that this works over here because it's a din like this. But how does that work? You tell me, you know what? It's like an esnan. So I'll tell you, okay, I hear. And what's wrong with an esnan? That's like a mitzvah about there. Esnan zayna. But it's not just by kachim, sweetie. Sweetie, it's not just by kachim. Mitzvah b'aveira is everywhere. Mitzvah b'aveira is by everywhere. By all mitzvahs. Luluv ha-gozel, ha-shefer, it's all over. How does it work? I'm just saying, what is the mechanics? I want to tell you a poshut svara. Not my svara. It's really a Yerushalmi. It's a b'feresh Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi talks about somebody who riced kri on Shabbos. The guy heard Nebuch that his relative died. That loch is that he didn't kri. He went and he riced kri. B'shashmiya, he riced kri. Today the minig is people rice kri by the levaya. There's different times. Sometimes you rise by steam as hagoil. There's different zmanim to rise kriya. The guy rise kriya, and then it turns out that he rise kriya on Shabbos. His kriya was on Shabbos. So the question is he yoytze kriya? Does he have to tear kriya again after Shabbos? So the Yerushalmi says in Shabbos that you yoytze kriya. Yoytze kriya. The Yerushalmi says, 1 second. What happened to lulav hagozel? Stolen lulav, you don't get the mitzvah. Why by kriya do you get the mitzvah? As I fract, that's what the Yerushalmi asks. Answers the Yerushalmi, it's a difference. Lulav hagozel tamon gufo avera. The stolen lulav is an object of an avera. Objectively, it's an avera. Biram Hocha, Hu Ovadi Surah. Says the Yerushalmi, by Kriya, you did an Avera. But the fact is that the object, there is no object that we could say, this is an object of an Avera. The shirt that the guy ripped is not an Avera. He happened to have done an Avera. What is the Yerushalmi really saying? The Yerushalmi is really saying exactly not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Yerushalmi is saying, what mitzvah bava avera does is it does connect to the object. It connects to what you're doing. And therefore, it is a structural issue. And therefore, if somebody went ahead and used the stolen lulav on Sukkos, it is a structural problem with that lulav. We could say that lulav is like a balmum, just like a balmum is puzzle. When you do an avera, and then we go to Eslan Zayner, the same thing, you do an avera, it does become, it clings. That's the chiddush of mitzvah of avera. The chiddush of mitzvah of avera is that the avera recreates what the object is. This is now an object of an avera. That's what this is. This is an object of an avera. And it clings to it, just like a mum, a physical mum clings to the animal. There's a spiritual mum. The spiritual mum clings to the object. And therefore, it's the object inherently is puzzle. And that's the way it is. That's the mitzvah. And that's why, in order for something to be mitzvah b'avera, there has to be something objectively wrong with this thing, with this object. That's really what the Yerushalmi is telling us. And that Memel is going to explain many things. I mean, Chazal say the same Yerushalmi, by the way, not here, but in Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalmi talks about a stolen shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If somebody blows a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's stolen. Are you yoytze the mitzvah? Yerushalmi says yes. Yerushalmi says why? Because the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is the koil, is the sound of the shofar. Ve'ein gzeila b'koil. As I talk to Yerushalmi, the koil is not stolen. The sound is not stolen. What is the Yerushalmi's concept? Yerushalmi's concept is that it has to be that the avera has something to ride on. That's clear. This is beyond the question. I mean, really, it's a pella by me that the Minchas Chinuch said this Chiddush after we have this Yerushalmi seems to be saying really not like the Minchas Chinuch Bechlal. Seems to be saying there is an objective problem. Absolutely. You're wearing a four-corner garment, just like if you wore a four-corner garment and the tzitzis were not woven. Right? You had strings, but they weren't woven l'shem tzitzis. It's like you're walking around without tzitzis. Because there's something wrong with the threads. Now there's something wrong with the threads. What's wrong with the threads? They're gzola. That's what's wrong with it. And that is inherent in the threads. That's the way it is. But now that we have this concept, and we're going to come to Asugi, I think everything, we'll see how everything comes to meet here. Mitzvah b'avera is the concept of something which is inherent in the object. That's the only time we say mitzvah b'avera. The object becomes possible. What makes us decide that the avera is on the object? Why don't we say, l'mosh, I'm just giving you a mushel. Why don't we say, if I steal a sefer, okay, so I stole the sefer, I did a ma'aseh geneva, but now it's just a sefer. How does the avera keep on living with the sefer? Just like Chazal tells us, When you rice kriya on Shabbos, right? If somebody rips kriya on Shabbos, the avera doesn't stick to the midst, to the object. You did a ma'is avera, but the object just happens to be the moment that you're doing the avera. Of course, the object is the thing you're doing the avera with. But somehow the avera then leaves the object, says goodbye to the object. It doesn't stick. Why don't we say the same thing by gzeila? You steal something. Okay, so I stole it. And now, I did an act of an aver. It's true, 10 o'clock in the morning, I did an aver with this object. But 10:05, the gzeil is over. And now it's just an object like any other object. What made the Torah HaKadosh tell us, no, that stays on the object. Very good. I'll tell you a fascinating Or Sameach. Fascinating Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says that the Gemara in Sukkah brings down that if you have a arova that you stole from another, that was stolen, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. And the Gemara has a whole discussion on Daf Lamed Aleph. What Rav Huna told the people, the merchants that used to buy hadassim from the goyim, he said you should have the goy cut it first, because if the goy cuts it, he's stealing it. By the time you get it, it's already yours, so you don't have a problem of a stolen hadass. So Rashi there on the Gemara comments that most goyim steal from Jews. That's Rashi. So the Or Sameach says, one second, Gezel Akum is also minatari, and I'll steal from a goy either. So we're dealing with mitzvah b'avera. Why did Rashi stick in that it's stolen from a Jew? Rashi makes it, not only is this a pella, but it's ironic, because Rav Huna, who's the one in Sukkah, who's telling them, make sure the guy cuts it, he's the one in Bava Kama that says, Gezel Akum Osam and Atera. He himself is the one that says, stealing from a guy is Issa D'Oraisa. So, the Or Sameach says a brilliant idea. He says, the only way for something to be a mitzvah Bava Avera has to be that at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, the Avera is still reflected on the object. He says, if somebody steals a lulav from another person, every minute that he uses that lulav, it's a continuation to the ma'isa gezeila. It's an extension to that gezeila that was done. Every moment. And mimele, he says, it's a mitzvah bav avera. The avera is still on the object. Every minute that you're using that object, you are continuing the gezeila. So therefore, the avera is reflected in that object. As mitzvah of avera. By a goy, the halacha is there's no veheshiv. The chiv to return is only by a Jew. So he says, it's not a mitzvah of avera. It's an avera. You did an avera yesterday. It doesn't become objective. A mice avera. But doesn't left the object. Yeah. That's exactly the Gemara. Now, if you knew for sure it was stolen, you shouldn't be doing that because you're Messiah. But we're not talking about a case you know. We're just worried. Maybe it's stolen. So we just want to get rid of the technical problem. You understand what I'm saying? You're not facilitating Gneva because you don't have no idea if it's stolen. We're just worried. Maybe the guy stole it. So, I want to tell you very simple. Like I said, this Minchas Chinuch really, I think, is the final clarification to this concept. That when do we say that the avera connects to the object? When the object continues to reflect that avera. So now the object is still representing the avera. The object is representing the avera. So now I think it's everything ties together here. When our Gemara comes, first of all, the only time there's a mitzvah of avera is in a case where the avera is reflected at the time of the mitzvah. Then we could say there's something wrong with the, in fact, I'll tell you, there's a Rambam like that. The Rambam in Meseches Nedorim explains that if somebody goes ahead and says, I make a neder, that I'm not going to sit in this sukkah is usher on me. So the Gemara Paskins in Nedorim, the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. A neder is chal dvar mitzvah. The Rambam over there comes and he says, and if you sit in the sukkah, the sitting is an avera. That's what he says. What is the Rambam adding? The Rambam is saying, why don't we say, I say, Derech Eloisa say. So good, this is a nether. But sit in it anyway, which the Rishonim is. Muki Yosef asked the question. The Rambam's explaining that since the nether is continuous, right, any minute that you're going to use that sukkah is an avera, that represents an avera. That's a mitzvah of avera. Objectively, that's an avera. Tumura, by definition, tumura cannot be a mitzvah of avera. Why can't tumura be a mitzvah of avera? Because the avera that you did is over. If anything, when you go now and bring this carbon, this is the asay, it's a lav anitik lasay. Remember we had tumura is a lav anitik lasay. Now you're doing the asay. The chinuch in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which we learned at the beginning when we started the Masechta, the chinuch says, what's the lav anitik lasay by tumura? Treating it like a carbon. Treating the tumura like a carbon. So this is the mitzvah part. And this doesn't reflect the avera. Because there's no avera at this point. It's true I did an avera yesterday. But right now I'm not doing an avera. Right now I'm doing a mitzvah. The only objection we can have over here is a new objection. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Kohen Gadol doesn't go in the Kodesh Kedoshim with gold begodim. Because ein kateger nasa sangeger. That's a svara. That's logical. That's not mitzvah b'avera. It's no avera. Kohen Gadol's going in with gold that's pure. Zav tor. But that gold is a reminder of the Egel Azav. So we don't use that gold. Doesn't make sense when you're trying to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an avera, that you're going to come in with an avera. Doesn't make sense. You're going to come in with something that could remind. That's a svara. That's not on the object. Objectively, there's nothing wrong here. The gold is kosher. You could use the gold for anything you'd like. You could put on the Aron HaKodesh. Tumura can only have Ein Kateger Nasa San Yeger element. It can't have mitzvah v'avera because there's no avera now. There's only a mitzvah now. But Ein Kateger Nasa San Yeger is possible. On that, Rashi says, Ein Kateger Nasa San Yeger is only possible something that you're coming to be merat to mechaber, chatas and enosha. But oil and shlomim don't have that issue, bichlal. Because oil and shlomim, we just deal with the problem of mitzvah b'avera. And that doesn't have a problem. Now, how do we know that the Torah is not machped by an oil and shlomim? I want to tell you something which is ironic. The pasuk of mitzvah b'avera told us that a tumur is okay. You know why? Because the Torah said, Evesim is a gozul v'sapiseach. The Torah said, you know what kind of carbon you can't bring? A carbon that has an avera in it like a balmum. So the Torah was megala that other kind of issues like tmura are okay. Only gozul dum yud piseach. So not only is Rav Shloime Eger's question answered, Shloime Eger is saying, if there's this new concept that you're not supposed to bring some, so how do we know mitzvah b'avera? It's just the opposite. Mitzvah b'avera taught us that this is not mitzvah b'avera. This is actually the source. This pasuk will be the source that a tmuras oil and a tmuras shlomim you do bring for a car. Because it's not inherent. That's good for the pshat. This pasuk teaches you that what kind of carbon can you not bring mitzvah b'avera if it's inherent? Gozul dum yud piseach. Now there's a new concept, and that's why it's a new phrase in Chazal, referring to a new concept of ein adam mischaper b'dover abo b'avera. It's a new concept. It has nothing to do with mitzvah b'avera. In fact, in the parasha mitzvah b'avera, this would be kosher. There's a clear allusion in the Torah over there, alluding to the fact that this is okay. And it is okay because it's not a mitzvah about there. And that's, I think, what tied the whole sugya here together. Okay, we'll stop here. For next week in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be doing the next sugya from Chaf Aleph till it'll be beneficial if you go till the end of the parak, from the Mishnah till the end. And there's a Tosfos I would like the Olam to see, a Tosfos in Zvachim. The Tosfos is on Daf Ayin Heyom at Beis. The Ramaschal Bechor, And the Rambam in Paragimel Hilchos Tmura Halacha Beis. Okay, have a good week.